Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Joel Klatt says Penn State is the number one team in college football after spring. They return both running backs. They return Drew Aller. They've got LeVar Arrington's kid wearing the vaunted number 11 number now, Dorn, as you informed me this morning, and he's probably a dog.
Correct.
Dad was one of the best high school football players ever.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes.
Sitting across from another one right now.
Correct.
So, no silence from Dorn on that one. That
That's one
just
thing I will
facts.
Say all the time. You can say anything about my NFL career. You can say anything about my college career, but I know I was a damn good high school football player.
You were an All-American at Pitt. People can't say whatever they want about college.
Just saying. I will go to the grave.
Oh, you're one of the best ever.
With that, I will go out every single time it comes up. I'll always say something.
Western PA Sports Hall of Fame for a reason. One of the top recruits in the country for a reason. No question about it. I'm guessing LeVar Arrington's kid's going to be pretty damn good. So Penn State... It's not just Joel Klatt. I mean, they're getting a ton of preseason love. And based on the talent, based on how they finished up last year, it's warranted. The question, though, to Penn State fans in particular, and I think Pitt fans are probably curious to hear the answer to this, do you think Drew Aller can lead you to a championship? 412-928-9370. I ask this because there's a non-0% chance that he is the Steelers' quarterback next year. He's been mocked to the Steelers already a couple of times. It's early, it's fluid, guys will rise and fall, including Aller, we'll see. He's going to be a first-round quarterback next year, though. That's not a question. He will be. Just where will he go? Do you believe he can lead your team to a championship? 412-928-9370.
I believe that he can. I really do believe he can because of, you know, and not that he's the same type of player or anything, but just in a comparison of like somebody like Kenny Pickett and staying that extra year and putting it all together. And, you know, his resources around him are going to grow as well. And his resources being the two running backs that stayed, Singleton and I forget the other guy's name.
Allen.
And Allen, yes. I mean, they're going to be two of the top backs in the country next year. You're going into your second year with the offensive coordinator, and the offensive coordinator is a very bright mind offensive coordinator. Very, you know, he's out of the box and just kind of you know, really puts you in good situations. I think that if you're betting on it, that Aller could put it all together this year, being almost a veteran quarterback in a college game that is more of young players. So, like, you don't really see this happen that much anymore.
No, you're right about that.
Like, any quarterback's like, okay, I'm leaving. Like, if any first chance you get as a junior, if you have a decent year, you're like, all right, I'm out. Like, I'm going to the NFL. He chose to stay. He's going into a senior year. You would think that he could put it all together, and with the resources he has around him, I think that he can. I think he could beat those teams that are going to be a little bit younger this year. Like, if you have to play Ohio State, they're going to have a new quarterback. They're not going to have Will Howard. They will have the receiver, but they're going to have a new quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
There's going to be newer, younger first-timers that he's going to have to play against, and especially on defense in the Big Ten, whatever their schedule is. Then I think he'll be able to finally take advantage of it. So, I mean, don't call me a Penn State fan, but I think Joel can put it together this year.
I don't think he's going to win the national championship, though.
I think he might.
I think they're good enough to be in the playoff again and should probably advance in the playoff. And
who do you like?
Big Ten schedule's not that difficult. I just don't trust James Franklin, and I don't trust Drew Aller.
But who do you like to Ohio State again?
Doesn't matter. I just don't think they're going to win the national championship. Okay. I don't even care who else is good. And it's hard to tell right now, too. Like, Penn State's getting a lot of benefit of the doubt. They lost their two best players, as far as I'm concerned.
They did. Yeah.
Carter and Warren. And that offense, when it got stuck in the mud, they turned to Warren. Penn State's going to be really good. They're incredibly talented. James Franklin is a good coach for me, not a great coach. And a lot of Penn State fans are texting in right now, oh, we're not going to win, but it's not because of Aller, it's because of Franklin.
Hmm.
And it is tough to separate those two things. I can't get that throw against Notre Dame out of my mind.
Yeah.
And I look at what he did against Ohio State. I look at the numbers he put up in the playoff when they played teams that weren't even like talent-wise in them, but were the big games on their schedule. I'm not going to say that they always won in spite of him, but he was a passenger.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he needed to make plays against Notre Dame, he peed down his leg.
Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of look at the plays and throws that Kenny Pickett didn't make the year before his last year that he did make that year that they won the ACC championship game. Now, I know we're talking bigger stakes here for Penn State, but the growth of a quarterback and, you know, from year to year can just go through, and especially in your last year, you've seen everything.
I think that is the most valid argument on Drew Aller is the expectation that he should get better. And you're right. How many of these guys that wind up getting drafted, look at Cam Ward as an example, Shador Sanders as an example, a lot of these guys, they wind up transferring.
Yeah.
If not once, but a couple of times. Drew Aller is now going into the second year of an offense, which is a big deal. He is comfortable in his own skin in Happy Valley, all that. Now, with it comes pressure, too, but all these guys have pressure on them. Yeah, he could absolutely take a step forward this year. He probably should. If he doesn't, that's a big red flag.
Yeah, I mean, and the step forward doesn't have to be a crazy step forward. I mean, I feel like he has all the intangibles. It's just like, you know, you got to get over that hump of winning the big games and making the big throws when you need to.
And they didn't even count on him in the big games, which is concerning to me.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have to, kind of this year. They're going to kind of, I mean, the running game is really going to have them in prime position all the time, the way that they're going to be able to run the football. So sometimes they might have to count on him, and we'll see if he rises to the occasion.
They're going to be really good. This isn't a crap all over Penn State thing. You can be a really good team, have a successful season, and not win the national championship. Right now, as we sit on May 6th, that's how I view it. Their defense will be good, though.
Of course.
Jim Knowles is the defensive coordinator. They outbid Ohio State for his services, the guy who used to be at Oklahoma State. He's one of the best defensive minds in all of college football. They will blast their way through the Big Ten schedule. But that's when it gets concerning for me, and they have to go to the horseshoe this year. And they just haven't won those games. No trip to Michigan. They're not playing Michigan in Happy Valley. Oregon will come to Penn State. It's a favorable schedule. There's no question about it. I think Indiana takes a step back this year. They're going to be in the thing. I just look at a guy that personally I view as someone who comes up small in the biggest moments. But I'm looking more for Penn State fans to comment on this, because I think on one side of the coin, they want to defend their guy as it relates to him in the NFL. But on the other side, I don't know how you can watch that Notre Dame game and not want to crush the guy a little bit. I think it's fascinating. 412-928-9370. Texter, look out for WVU this year. Yeah, okay. I get my team's not good and we had to fire our coach. It's about your guy and whether or not you think he can lead you to a national championship. By you not making an argument for him and instead trying to tear down my team, I think that's kind of the answer from that particular Penn State fan.
I feel like a lot of Penn State fans are kind of just, they really truly aren't 50-50. They are really in the middle. I mean, especially after, I mean, if you listened or saw any Penn State fan after the throw that you're talking about against Notre Dame, like, they were down. They were really down. But now he's coming back, and I feel like whenever he announced he was coming back, they're like, all right, we got one more shot at this.
Well, it's positivity season now,
yeah,
right?
Right.
And because of their continuity, because of Jim Knowles, because they do have a returning quarterback and both those really good running backs, they're getting a lot of love right now. Because you kind of feel like you know what you have in Penn State in an era where you don't know what you have elsewhere. It wouldn't shock me at all if Aller makes a sizable leap this year. But I need to see it with my own two eyes before I start believing in this guy. He's got all that it takes. He's got the size.
Yes.
He's got the arm. He's got the ability to move around in the pocket and scramble and run for first downs when necessary. There's a lot of Big Ben in his game. But Ben, early in his career in particular, would rise to the occasion. We haven't seen that from Drew Aller. Like, you can put up all the numbers you want against a Purdue. When you're out there against Ohio State, go win the game. It was there for the taking. Mm-hmm. Go win the game. And if the coach doesn't trust you to win the game, that tells you a little bit about what you need to know, too.
Does the coach trust himself, though? I mean, that's kind of a part of it, like we're talking, too. Like, I mean, I'm sure the coach does trust himself. He has a lot of confidence, James Franklin. But, like, he is the product of his quarterback.
No doubt.
And
you know what freaks me out in that? Is Tomlin, at least like the last decade, not just the James Franklin of NFL head coaches,
yeah,
guy who wins a lot more than he loses, but when it is the big spotlight, the big game, doesn't win the game.
Right.
So now I'm supposed to think Drew Aller's going to get great high-level coaching here. He's just going from one Franklin to the next. John and Venetia, are you a Penn State fan, John, or are you a Pitt fan masquerading?
So I'm a Penn State fan and a Penn State grad from a Penn State family.
There you go.
So, great show, fellas. I wanted to weigh in on this Drew Aller situation. So as Dorn just mentioned, I'm one of those 50-50 guys in the middle. I like Drew Aller. I've seen him play many times over the past few years. However, the jury is definitely still out. You know, aside from that Southern Cal game on the road last season, he does not have a game where he threw the team on his back and single-handedly won the game.
He was great against Southern Cal. He was. That's a good point by you. But then they wound up blowing chunks.
Yeah, exactly. They were not exactly a juggernaut. But the thing that concerns me is he's come up small in the biggest games. You know, he's been terrible against Ohio State. And if you look at the Ohio State game last year in Happy Valley, Will Howard was the better quarterback. And obviously, he was a sixth-round pick this year.
Thank you for the call, John. I mean, would Drew Aller have won the national championship with Ohio State?
Yeah, probably, because of who he's throwing to.
Yeah. It wouldn't have been all on him.
Right.
And this year, it's not going to be all on him, but I don't think this Penn State team is going to be as good as that Ohio State team. The best team money could buy. $25 million. Apparently, by the way,
$25 million.
Texas, according to reports, spent $40 on their football team this year. Just a cool $40 million. Slightly less than half of the Pirates' payroll, Dorn. Just to keep that in context. Just to keep it local here. You're smacking the zin off your head.
I am. It's just bizarre.
Alan in the car. What up?
Hey, not too much. Hey, of course he can win a national championship. Stetson Bennett won two of them.
You think Penn State's as good as Georgia?
I'm not sure they're as good as Georgia, but we're talking about quarterbacks here. So I absolutely believe he could win one.
Yeah, Stetson Bennett had one of the best teams of all time with a whole bunch of drafted players. I think it's kind of important to discern whether or not he's a passenger or going to be a reason why they win.
Oh, I think he's absolutely going to be a leader on the team. And I think they've got a very good team. I'm not concerned that they're not quite as good as those Georgia teams. I mean, Stetson Bennett still led them, so I mean, I think Drew Aller's a better leader than Stetson Bennett.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay. I mean, do you count on him in the big moments? And Stetson Bennett was never had to be counted on in the big moments, but I feel like there's going to be moments this year, as there has been in his career, where they're going to have to count on him and he hasn't shown up. Like, that's the question.
This
year, whenever they need him to make a play, do you have full faith as a Penn State fan that he's going to do it this year?
And he was better last year than he was the year before. And to your point, he should grow again from one season to the next in the same offense with good players. So it's definitely possible that this guy plays better. But I have never seen him, apart from that USC game, and USC was a fraud with a capital F. Other than that, when's he won a game? He hasn't. So I can't say today that I have faith that he would do it. And that's why I'm not interested in him right now as Steelers quarterback. Now, he can change my mind. Problem is, if he changes my mind, he's going to be like the number one pick in the draft. So he's either going to struggle in some big games and be like the 12th pick, or he's going to perform really well and be a reason why Penn State wins and the Steelers probably won't be able to take him.
Yeah.
which is kind of goofy.
Mm-hmm.
You can continue chiming in on this. I think it's an interesting May football topic at 412-928-9370. Cam Hayward also had Casey Hampton on his podcast, and Casey Hampton was comparing and contrasting Mike Tomlin with Bill Cowher. I'd like to talk about that a little bit as well, which we will, because it's our show, and we can do what we want. It's our party. We can cry if we want to, Dorm. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
People calling me a Drew Aller / Penn State hater. I don't like Penn State. That's fine. I don't particularly like Pitt either, but I love Doran and Pat Bostic and E.J. Borghetti and get along well with Pat Narduzzi. I am nothing but a professional. And so if I thought that Drew Aller could win the national championship for Penn State, I would say that. But forget about me. We've got a bunch of Penn State fans texting in saying they don't think he has it between the ears.
Mm.
That he's got all of the necessary physical attributes, but that they think that he just can't get it done in big moments. So it's not just me. And Doran, you've said you think the guy can grow.
Yes.
Kenny Pickett grew.
Yes.
Drew Aller grew from 1 year to the next. He was better last year than he was the year prior. There's no question about that. The next step would be don't just beat up on the bad schools. Go and beat up on the good schools. I saw him twice against West Virginia. He destroyed them to varying degrees. His first start in Happy Valley against West Virginia, it was unbelievable. I thought this is the second coming. This is Ben Roethlisberger 2.0. But this year in the playoff, he looked like Christian Hackenberg 2.0 to me. So I'm just interested where Penn State fans come down, because this is a guy who could wind up being a Pittsburgh Steeler, and Joel Klatt thinks they're the best team in college football after spring.
I've just seen it happen so many times. It happens all the time. I mean, even Bill Stahl in his junior year was in the lower barrel of quarterbacks going into a senior year, and then ends up leading the country half of the season his senior year. So like it happens a lot with quarterbacks, and between the ears, that's something that you can develop of figuring that out. And whenever you're going into a situation like this, the game does slow down whenever you're an older player. And I just think that if you have the intangibles that Drew Aller has and you have that one knock on you, it's like, okay, like fine tune the intangibles, but really work on that one knock. Now, you can't do that unless you have real live games. I get it. But you can simulate it and you can figure it out and do the things necessary. And I think that he has a chance to do that this year.
He definitely has a chance, yeah. And I'm not ruling it out. We won't find out until late. He's kind of got the Tristan Jarry thing to him,
mm-hmm.
And he's better. I'm not doing that. I'm not putting the full Jarry curse on him, but he could have a great regular season, and then once you get to the game in the horseshoe against Ohio State, that's when you're going to find out. You really can't find out much about him before that, honestly. 412-928-9370. You can weigh in on the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I mean, you can go the other way, too. Like Stetson Bennett, you go back to last year, I don't know, about a year prior to the draft, he was the number one overall pick. Didn't happen for him. Spencer Rattler was the next one. Didn't happen for him. Now, I don't think either of those guys are as talented as Drew Aller.
Right.
But you'll have guys that also take steps back. Like, I think Lenora Sellers is going to have a great year, and I'm tantalized by his talent. But if he throws 20 picks, he's going to be looked at a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. So we got that. We'd like Penn State fans to weigh in, because I think there's that interesting like fight going on probably in your brains. Yes, you'd like to see the Penn State guy be the Steelers quarterback, but you also saw him throw that pick against Notre Dame. So you can call us, 412-928-9370. We can also move on. Casey Hampton was on the
Cam Hayward
podcast. I keep getting their names back and forth. Big old defensive lineman.
I mean, same initials.
That's right. Casey Hampton on with Cam Hayward on the Not Just Football podcast. He was asked about Cowher v. Tomlin. And he said, with Cowher, it's like everybody wouldn't go to his office and knock on their door and want to talk to him. Tomlin, I feel like anybody could go up in that office and knock on the door and want to talk to him. I think both guys, players, coaches, you know, Cowher, because of the chin and the drool and sticking Polaroid pictures in referees' pockets, people thought was a tough guy. And he was tough. He would also get in the face of, you know, Josh Miller and spit all over him. He's also from the area. Oh, tough, hard-nosed coward. Sure, and his team played tough and hard-nosed. And Tomlin would like to think his team, and some of them have, played tough and hard-nosed. I'm not sure that I care that guys go in and talk to Tomlin. I think Tomlin's a great man. I think he can be a father figure to a lot of guys. Cowher wasn't going to do that for people. Who's the better coach, though? You know, Cowher's in the Hall. I think Tomlin obviously is going to get in the Hall. I'm not even willing to entertain people who don't think that he will. Tomlin will be a Hall of Fame head coach one day. Who's better, Cowher or Tomlin? Classic May Sports Radio, 412-928-9370. It's obvious to me.
Is it?
Yes.
I mean, they both had very, very good players.
No doubt.
Very, very good players. And Hall of Famers.
And both had a lot of say. I mean, Cowher won the whole Donahue power struggle.
Yeah.
Like, Cowher wound up accruing a ton of say within the organization. And Cowher did have losing seasons, something Tomlin hasn't had. But Cowher, man, without Ben, without a franchise quarterback, 1994, went to the AFC Championship game. Shouldn't have lost, get that, but took a team without a franchise quarterback to the AFC Championship. 1995, they go to the AFC Championship. They win, they go to the Super Bowl. 1997, AFC Championship. 2001, AFC Championship. That's four AFC Championship game appearances. Yeah, only one victory, but four AFC Championship game appearances without a franchise quarterback. And then they go with Ben. They're 15-1, they lose. They go with Ben, they win, obviously, in 05, and then win the Super Bowl. So, six AFC championships, four of the six without a franchise-altering quarterback. Meanwhile, Tomlin had Ben his entire career, only had the one playoff game without him, and that was with Mason Rudolph, and it was competitive in the fourth quarter, but only the one. And since Ben retired, we've seen what's become of Mike Tomlin. He's won games, probably more than he has any right to, but he also has a lot of say in picking the roster.
Yeah, but they both won Super Bowls with a franchise quarterback.
They did.
So, and they both didn't win Super Bowls without franchise quarterbacks.
Yeah, so how do you break the tie, though? I think Tomlin underachieved with Ben a lot, and Cowher lost a lot of AFC Championship games, but without that franchise guy. So, the tie to me...
I mean, Cordell? Could you make an argument that he could be a franchise guy?
No. He might be the third best quarterback in Steelers history. He's in the conversation. Not a lot of great ones to pick from, besides Bradshaw and Ben. But what Cowher was able to do in a different era, like now you the quarterback.
Right.
Now you need the quarterback. And Tomlin has a better regular season winning percentage than Bill Cowher. But Bill Cowher gets panned a lot for being the choke artist, particularly because of 1994 and being that massive favorite against San Diego. But to me, it's such an accomplishment to year after year be that good, and you're doing it without the franchise guy. And that's selling Neil O'Donnell a little short. I mean, he was a Pro Bowler in there, but Neil wasn't a guy. Like, we all know that to be true. Won a ton of games with Tommy Maddox. I think Cowher's the guy. And both are in the Hall, and both deserve their flowers when they retire, and both weren't the same at the end. And who knows if Tomlin is even close to the end, but where he is right now.
I mean, but how many do you think Tomlin would win if they flipped roles? If Tomlin was in Cowher's era?
I don't know. If Cowher had more Ben, I think he might have won more.
But they both were defensive-minded head coaches, and you could win with defense more in Cowher's era than Tomlin's era.
And then Cowher ultimately won with Ben. I just think all these years now without a playoff victory, you got to find a way to win one. And even, like, okay, they weren't going to beat the Chiefs in the last year of Ben. Like, it's probably not fair to kill them for that one. Mahomes is Mahomes, Reed is Reed, and it was kind of a miracle they even got there. And they stumbled in the last week of the regular season. Like, I'm not going to hold that one against him, but losing to the Jags, losing to the Browns, like, without even winning a playoff game either of those years, like, it might be splitting hairs, and that's talk radio, baby, but I'll take Cowher. You know, Cowher had a winning playoff record at 12-9, Tomlin's 8-11.
There's always something to be said to fear your coach, and that's what I'm getting from Casey Hampton. Like, they low-key feared Cowher, and that means that they had the most respect. Not saying that players don't respect Tomlin, but there's something to be said. And, you know, having played for multiple coaches, and whenever you fear that one coach, like, you're buttoned up all the time.
Yeah, and I think that,
all the time.
I think Hampton was saying it to kind of put Tomlin over. I think you can take it totally the opposite way. You're right. And there are multiple ways to win, and I'm not taking away the championship from Tomlin. Again, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and I think he's a good coach. And if he left Pittsburgh, I think he'd win probably pretty quickly, just like Mike Sullivan will with the Rangers this year. I'm saying a lot very quickly. I just think if I'm splitting hairs, and that is the exercise here, I would take Bill Cowher. Cowher didn't win with Tomlin's players.
Right.
412-928-9370. I think most people are going to say the Cowher thing because we're in kind of the doldrums of the Tomlin era right now, but I am interested at 412-928-9370. And a texter makes a really good point. Crowley, you still needed quarterbacks in the 90s. Aikman, Young, Montana, Elway, Favre. That's who won the Super Bowls. That's true. And Cowher was able to routinely go to those AFC Championship games. We'll talk more about this coming up next. For the second consecutive segment, third actually, in a row, I have broken the clock, Dorn, and I apologize for that. No more TK, but he was brought to us by Julian Gray and Associates. Take steps to protect yourself and your family throughout the different stages of your life with Julian Gray Associates. And TK was also brought to us by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Two more reasons I'm going Kyler Dorn. In 8 of 15 seasons, that's more than half, that's math, Cowher won a playoff game. Tomlin's won a playoff game in just 4 out of 17 seasons. That hurts me. That makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
Again, both guys Hall of Fame. But that makes me sad. And here's one more. These, I should say, were some of the assistants that worked under Bill Cowher. Bruce Arians was a wide receivers coach. He wound up winning a Super Bowl as a head coach. Dom Capers, damn good defensive coordinator. David Culley, at one point a wide receivers coach. He wound up being the head coach of the Houston Texans. Chan Gailey, offensive coordinator and a wide receivers coach, wound up being a head coach in the league. As did Jim Haslett, who was a defensive coordinator. Dick LeBeau, a head coach for a spell. He wasn't very good at that, but one of the best D coordinators of all time. He was a D-backs coach and a defensive coordinator. Marvin Lewis, linebackers coach, went on to be a head coach and really resurrected Cincinnati despite not winning playoff games. Mike Mularkey, head coach. Ken Wisenhunt wound up going to the Super Bowl and competing against Mike Tomlin. Cowher just hired better people than Mike Tomlin has.
Yeah.
And I think there's some of what Cowher did that Tomlin could really learn from if he wanted to. Again, and I think you ultimately are splitting hairs on these two guys, but Tomlin doesn't have the coaching tree. And I don't know how much that means, but when you compare it to a guy like Cowher, I mean, think about, like, all those guys were head coaches.
Yeah.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't name one for the Steelers, except Bruce Arians for Tomlin, but he was inherited, and then they also retired him. They said, this dude's retiring, and he goes on to be coach of the year. Cowher also a two-time coach of the year. Mike Tomlin, never a coach of the year, which is actually surprising to me. I guess I didn't realize that. Texter, Slash can't be a franchise guy. His college number isn't retired.
That's true. It is true.
I'd be so pissed if I were Cordell Stewart. Especially now that Shador Sanders winds up tumbling in the draft.
Yeah, I mean, extremely mad.
He threw one of the most memorable passes in the Big House against Michigan in the history of college football. He had them finish in the top 10 a couple of times. Shador Sanders didn't have him finish in the top 10 once, even though I love my guy Shador.
I don't even think that, I mean, they weren't even close to the top 10.
No. No, they were ranked at the very beginning of the first season because they beat TCU. They were a 21.5 point underdog against TCU because TCU was coming off of a national championship berth where they were absolutely eviscerated. 65-7. I don't think I'd want my school to play for a national championship if they'd lose 65-7.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, you would. For sure.
You know me.
Yeah.
Did I say this on the air or off the air that I dreamt about the backyard brawl the other day?
Off.
Yeah. So I'll say it now on the air. I woke up in a cold sweat because West Virginia and Pitt were headed to double overtime. And I don't know what the outcome of the game was.
You woke up?
I woke up, which generally means you're about to die in your dream, which means Pitt was probably about to win. Can you imagine the backyard brawl this year coming down like Pitt's bowl game did last year, where you're just trading off two-point conversion plays?
That'd be great.
Great?
Yeah, it'd be entertaining.
It's terrible.
Knowing that the game's going to go away?
Doran, I don't enjoy those games until they're over. That's the only college football game I feel like that about, but I don't enjoy them until they're over.
The backyard brawl?
Yeah. It's how I felt as a Steelers fan in my youth when I cared about football more than anything else. But when you'd play the Ravens, I wouldn't be excited for those games. They were so tight. I just wanted them to be over and know my team won.
Interesting.
And even if your team loses, at least the damn thing's over. When you're up 34-24 and it's 2nd and 30 and Eli Holstein's about to go friggin' Jedi on your ass, at least it's over.
It's never over, though.
No, because there's bragging rights.
Well, it's never over because, look, you're bringing it up right now. You're thinking about it. It'll never be over. 13-9 will never be over for you. It'll be just this reoccurring dream. You will never be able to escape it. You can't even escape it right now. Look to your right.
Yeah, it says 13-9 on
exactly.
That shirt.
You ever, you'll never escape. It's never over.
Do you ever think about 1916, 2 years later, before the Cincinnati game? I'm curious, because the Cincinnati game was the game.
You mean against West Virginia my senior year? I don't remember one play of that game. Not one.
You know what drives me nuts as a West Virginia fan? This is a total aside, but hey, we're doing a sports talk radio show here. We're having fun. It's our show. We do what we want. I wish, personally, and I wish nothing bad had ever happened to you or will ever happen to you. I wish, personally, those games were flipped and the stakes were flipped. Like, I wish that West Virginia had been the team to come back at Hines and the Big East would have been on the line. Because that West Virginia game ultimately meant nothing,
for us guys. No.
But it meant an awful lot to us because you guys were top 10.
If it was flipped and that was and we lost by 1 point to West Virginia, I would probably think about that all the time.
Yeah, and it would have, I think, not necessarily fully negated 13-9, but that would have been the closest possible thing to 13-9.
Yeah, it would have negated it, for sure.
Damn it.
I mean, we would have went to the Sugar Bowl.
Against Florida.
Yeah.
Against the Tebows.
Right. It definitely would have negated it.
And Aaron Hernandez.
Yes.
Anyway, that's an aside. 412-928-9370. And yes, people who are texting in, those throwback uniforms West Virginia announced yesterday are ugly as sin.
You don't like them?
They did a good job for what you're going for, but anytime you try to do the real old-timey throwbacks, we're going to wear brown pants. Oh, great. Wonderful fashion statement. Looks stupid. And if they wear them against Pitt, I'm going to be pissed.
They probably are.
I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be so mad that in protest, I am going to drink 15 beers in the blue lot.
Mm.
In protest.
Okay.
Yeah. Cowher or Tomlin? 412-928-9370. Can Drew Aller lead Penn State to a championship? 412-928-9370. Those are the topics right now. Neil Walker going to join us coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. The Bucks lost again last night. 12-24 on the season, on pace to win 56 games. They won 57 games in 2010, which was the first full season of Neil Walker's career. And so I've looked at the most common starting lineup of 2010, Doran. And, oh my God, I think it's better than this year's team.
Oh, man.
Ryan Domet was pretty good. He hit 13 homers as a catcher and had an OPS of 738. I think Joey Bart's on pace to be better than that. But Ryan Domet, no slouch. Their first baseman was Garrett Jones, who hit 21 homers and drove in 86. He clears by a wide margin.
Yes.
If Spencer Horowitz came in and did that for the Pirates this year, he would be a god. Neil Walker at second, had a nice year, hit 296. 8.11 OPS in his first full season, Doran. Neil was outstanding. Ronnie Cedeno, no good, but played a good defensive short. His numbers are all better than IKF's. Apart from batting average, but his OPS higher than IKF's. Pedro Alvarez was your third baseman. He hit 16 homers at an OPS of 788. That is significantly better. Significantly better than Key Brian Hayes. Jose Tabata in left field had a 746 OPS. Tommy Pham's is in the 400s. Andrew McCutchen, good now, was better then. In center field. Was a four-win player for the team. And Lasting's millage, 712 OPS. I think that Brian Reynolds is going to wind up outperforming that. But to this point, I mean, pretty comparable. He and Lasting's millage. That was a disaster of a season. The worst I had ever witnessed, we had ever witnessed in our age group. And this Pirates team is on pace to win fewer games.
No good.
No good.
No bueno.
That's Spanish again.
Yes.
We're not doing that.
Why?
We talked about that.
Why?
We ain't doing the Spanish thing. I don't speak the Spanish. I'm not good at the Spanish. Well, because I'm an idiot. Not that hard to figure out.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.